lost yet another round in its battle over nuclear waste yesterday as a federal appeals court upheld a lower court's ruling that the state owes more than $150 million to people who want to bury waste in Nebraska. Fred Knapp reports.
The ruling by a three-judge panel of the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld District Judge Richard Cupp's ruling that politics, not science, were behind Nebraska's denying a license for a low-level radioactive waste storage facility in Boyd County. Governor Mike Johanns quoted from the opinion in a news conference call to talk about the issue.
The 1998 decision, predicated upon a lack of financial assurance, was pretextual and covered up the real and bad faith reason that drove the decision. And then it goes on again to make very specific findings of bad faith by then Governor Nelson and his administration.
Then candidate for governor Ben Nelson campaigned in 1990 saying it was not likely the facility would be built if he were elected. He had no immediate comment Wednesday. Johanns went on to say he's not absolutely opposed to building a nuclear waste site somewhere in Nebraska.
I didn't come here with a view of being opposed to the site, or a site, and there may be, literally may be areas in the state that would invite this.
The major nuclear waste generators in the four other states have already said they're no longer interested in trying to build a site in Nebraska, and Johanns said he's not ready to discuss opening a site to waste from around the nation. He indicated the state will appeal all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, but warned that if the state continues to lose, lawmakers should be prepared to deal with the $150 million judgment, probably next.